Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
That's to my good evening at 5:10. This is update for Friday, 31st of May, 2024 from Manx Radio with 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Background to that news with sport and business and travel updates and the newsmakers in person this evening. Ronaldsway parking restrictions reversed within 6 hours. The constabulary has been busy overnight. Tribunal proceedings could be cheaper. More on the Brad Pitt, Channing Tatum racing film. It's Ramsey Sprint Fest this weekend. We've got a delay inbound from Belfast International.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Siobhan Fletcher.
Fastamai. Police say they've arrested the person they believe was using a drone in the area of Ballyhutchin during this afternoon's TT qualifying session. The drone and other equipment has now been seized. New restrictions enforced from 6 a.m. today preventing motorists from using the designated drop-off and pick-up area outside the Isle of Man Airport has now been reversed. It comes less than a day after the Department of Infrastructure announced the decision, saying it was due to the number of unattended vehicles being left at the front of the terminal. Ramsey Commissioners' annual Sprint Fest event starts this evening in the town centre. Local bands will take to the stage as well as a street performer. Local food vendors will also be in marketplace. Further afield, Donald Trump has lashed out at the Biden administration, claiming his hush money trial was rigged. He was convicted last night of falsifying business records over payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. He's vowed to appeal. The French Interior Minister says authorities have foiled a plan to attack football events at the Paris Olympics. He says an 18-year-old man from Chechnya was arrested last week. And Scotland play their Women's European Championship qualifier against Israel behind closed doors this evening. No fans were allowed inside Hampden Park, with protests against the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas planned to coincide with the game. There are your headlines, news at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's guidance on powers of attorney and more. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you. Siobhan from the Ronaldsway Met Office. There's no wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea currently. State of sea is slight or moderate, falling smooth or slight tomorrow morning. And the weather this evening, very pleasant, dry with late sunshine. In a moderate to fresh northwesterly wind. Stay dry tonight with clear spells and some low cloud towards dawn, minimum 8 degrees Celsius. For tomorrow, just sun. Hill fog first thing will lift through the morning, then dry with sunny intervals. In a moderate northwest wind, daylight maximum 17, down to 9 through the night. And Jaduni, dry and cloudy in a light to moderate west-northwesterly, up to 16 degrees. Tight on the way back in. High waters 10 to 7 tonight. Sunset 20 to 10. Low water overnight 16 minutes past 1. Sunrise 8 minutes before 5. And the morning high tide 23 minutes past 7.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. It's easy to repair broken greenhouse glass at Manx Glass and Glazing. For greenhouse glass cut to size, call 674-573.
Restrictions preventing motorists from using the designated drop-off and pick-up area outside the Isle of Man Airport have been reversed. It comes less than a day after the Department of Infrastructure announced the decision to implement restrictions, saying it was due to the number of unattended vehicles being left at the front of the terminal. These passengers were affected by the change this morning.
Appreciating it does get packed when people are dropping off and picking up, but I think myself, the way it is, they should organise something where they can give them time to pick them up, or I'm trying to work out what I've got to do now, and I've got to go right the way down to this, further down now, to wait in a car park for it to come in. It could be a lot better than what it is.
I think it's a bit too much, really. It's already costing too much to get over here and stay here, and obviously everything's expensive already with cost of living and all that, and then to force you to go into a car park and then pay for it, so it's like a bit of a joke, but what can you do?
You just came out from the airport and you've had to meet the person that's picking you up at the car park.
Yes.
And I can see you're also wheelchair bound.
Yeah, but major surgery.
Oh, when you read about the restrictions yesterday, what went through your mind?
I couldn't believe it, because I knew I'm outside. I'm in this wheelchair. I needed the person picking me up to be outside the airport. And we were trying to work it out all morning, yeah, how we were going to get our suitcases to the car park, because yeah, obviously our lift wasn't allowed to come outside to pick us up.
Can you describe to me how you did make your way from...
Sat in the wheelchair. I've got one suitcase, they're on wheels, obviously, one side, one the other, which I shouldn't be doing because I've had abdominal surgery. I'm holding it and my daughter is pushing the wheelchair to, yeah, to the car park. I think if there are people that are leaving their cars, which is they shouldn't be doing, then find them, tow them away. But most people use that area responsibly and everybody's being penalised and it's not fair.
Here's a message from the Isle of Man Constabulary. Don't bother bringing anything illegal to the Isle of Man, this TT Inspector Paul Kemp says. The Constabulary has dealt with a few issues overnight.
The per AM teams are dealing with a number of prisoners in the cells that are ranging from drink-related offences. So again, I've got to flash up the hashtag know your limits because apparently some people haven't. But we've also got a number of drug offences as well. People that have been found in possession, people that have been found dealing as well. And that links us in nicely into Operation Fortress, which we periodically talk about, which is our trying to keep people safe through the ports. We've got plainclothes officers, uniformed officers there stopping people coming into the Isle of Man. But we've also got a good relationship with Merseyside Police for Liverpool and Lanx for Heysham, where they're stopping quite a few on the other side as well, and they're doing a really good job of it. So Operation Fortress, really important. People need to remember that, so don't bother bringing anything in, be it loads and loads of money that we think is the result of criminal proceeds, certainly not drugs. And we've also got uniformed plainclothes out looking as well, actively looking. So our officers are on longer shifts at the moment. There's more of us out there and about. Everybody who's up to no good has to be lucky every time. We only have to be lucky once. In relation to other stuff as well, we've had some examples of people hanging around the tents areas, that kind of thing, the camping sites. Nothing major. We've had no reports as such of thefts as yet, but we just want to remind people, lock your tents up. But also as well, with our recent issues with people taking cars and rifling through them and stealing them, which, touch wood, we're getting on top of. But still, lock your cars. Just because it's on your drive doesn't mean that you shouldn't have it locked. Lock your house doors. That's how people get your car keys otherwise. And make sure that you keep all your valuables away from or out of display.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, this is Manx Radio.
Manx Care says it makes sure there's a good stock of blood during the TT Festival. There are currently about 1,600 donors on the Isle of Man. Andy Quirk is from the Blood Services team.
We try and match to the population. So in the UK, you sort of have 35% of the population are O pos, 13% are O neg. So we match per population. We do hold a little bit more O neg stocks just because that's a universal donor. So we try and boost them stocks up a little bit during this time, just to meet that extra demand. We work closely with A&E. We've done a lot of work with them just to make sure that that's seamless, but also the team, Gareth and Paul at Manx Road Racing Medical Services. But we've done quite a bit of work with them, so they're carrying blood on their helicopters and ambulances this year, and it's our job. The blood that they're sat in, the rules that for transfusion, they've got to be kept between 2 and 6 degrees, and the transport boxes that they go in, they're like really posh little picnic boxes. It's our job to make sure, you know, we're opposite from the TT guys, you know, their life on the edge, taking risks. Our job's to be as safe and effective as we can and make sure we mitigate all risks. So we've had those boxes being tested, you know, out in cars and the back of the cars, to make sure that when on the one sunny day we had, when it was cracking the flags, that box held those blood products between 2 and 6 degrees that they need to be. And when it's cold and windy and blowing a hoolie, as we say, they still do the same thing, and they do, so they were good to go from the first practice.
The cost of tribunals to the Manx taxpayer could be reduced if a permanent chair was appointed. The finding of the Constitutional, Legal Affairs and Justice Committee, which has been looking into the cost of chairing tribunal proceedings. The full story from Sean Cowper.
In July last year, the committee decided to look into whether tribunals should be overseen by a permanent judicial officer. In the 2021-22 financial year, the expenses of ad hoc chairs and lay members cost almost £160,000 to oversee 83 cases. First Deemster Andrew Corlett previously told the committee the tribunal system is now a very significant part of the island's justice framework, adding that an increase in workload would require further investment and probably the recruitment of a permanent chair, sentiments that were shared by the General Registry and Department of Home Affairs. However, the Appointments Commission did raise concerns, stating a single permanent judicial officer could be seen as lacking the independence from government and its departments. In a report submitted to Timwell, the committee says it believes the cost to the taxpayer could be reduced by removing the ad hoc chair. The report includes a recommendation seeking Timwell support for the appointment of a permanent chair. The report will be laid before the court at the June sitting.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Fast to my, it's 19 minutes before 6. It's hoped a new docu-series about the Isle of Man TT will help boost the profile of the racing fortnight. Earlier this week, it was revealed Hollywood actors Brad Pitt and Channing Tatum are set to feature in a new major film dubbed The Greatest Race on Earth. Here's Chief Officer Mark Lewin and Enterprise Minister Tim Johnston, MHK.
Really exciting news. Obviously, we had a team on the island last year from Hollywood for several days, about 10 days on the island, just getting to know a bit about the racing and spending some time. As you will remember, we had quite a famous Hollywood star in Channing Tatum on the island 12 months ago. There has been ongoing negotiations, discussions with the team around delivering a docuseries, and so it's great news that they're here this year, and that's what they're going to be filming over the TT period, which I think is really exciting.
It's been a conscious direction for the team for some time to raise the profile of the TT to an even larger audience globally. The likes of the production of the No Room for Error, so it's in series 2, which is live on ITV at the moment. Part of that was bringing it to a broader audience, which is really important to bring what's already, you know, a huge event for so many people, but to help grow its awareness and ultimately income, so that we're able to sustain the event for many years to come. So as the minister said, we've had lots of interest from different people as that visibility is developed, to actually turn that into a real live commitment and a real live project, I think it's fantastic, and there's going to, you know, be a really positive opportunity for the event and for all those involved in the event going forward.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
18 minutes now before 6. The proposed merger between Nationwide and Virgin Money is to be investigated by the UK's competition watchdog. The UK's biggest building society announced the £2.9 billion deal in March. It's the largest banking merger since the 2008 financial crisis and will create the UK's second largest provider of mortgages and savings. The CMA, the Competition and Markets Authority, said it'll examine whether it will result in a substantial lessening of competition within the UK banking sector. The combined assets of the groups will total roughly £366.3 billion. Virgin Money is now the UK's sixth largest retail bank with about 6.6 million customers. Nationwide's got nearly 18 million customers. Nationwide said it wouldn't make any material changes to Virgin Money's 7,300 employees in the near term and said it'd keep the Virgin Money brand initially, but it would disappear over 6 years once the proposed takeover is completed. And in corporate news, JD Sports Fashion tumbled after it was reported lower than expected annual profits as it continued to invest in its store estate. Profits before tax and adjusting items of £917.2 million were down 7.5% against forecasts of £920 million. Organic sales up 9%. And for a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed higher. The US stocks dove into the red after investors initially breathed a sigh of relief following key inflation reading that showed signs of easing. Gold ticked lower and oil fell early today. The numbers from Ramsey Crookall reporting at the close in London. The FTSE 100 up 0.5%, 8,275. The DAX in Frankfurt down almost 0.1% at 18,483. In New York City, a short time ago, the Dow Jones Industrial up just over 0.1%, 38,158. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 1.3%, 16,521. The S&P 500 in the Midwest down just over 0.5% at 5,206, but the trading day continues. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling's trading at $1 27.3 cents, €1 17.3 cents, and 23 South African rand 97.6 cents. In commodities, gold's down 0.5%, $2,331 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 1.2%, $80.90.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsey Crookall later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
Quarter to three.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsey Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Ramsey Commissioners says they've taken feedback from a survey carried out last year to try and improve the Sprint Fest event. Commissioner Ewan McGuinness says he hopes the festival can show people Ramsey is a great destination during TT.
We're running for four nights. We've got a couple of bands each night, local, great local cover bands. We've also got a world-renowned international street entertainer called Logie, or Logie on Fire, to give his full title, doing some juggling and other street entertainment in between the bands and all around the marketplace in Ramsey. So marketplace is closed off, and the West Quay in Ramsey is closed off so that it's a fully pedestrianised area. You can just come down, sit, enjoy, dance. There'll be a couple of diversions for cars, so you can't come down the quay, but that shouldn't be a problem because there's other routes through Ramsey. And really, it's just to dress for the weather and just come down and enjoy the food and drink that's from the local businesses in the vicinity. Yeah, so we've listened to what the people who attended the event wanted to see, and we've done our best to listen to them, just keep the event to the evening for the music, tried our best to get more food vendors, more options available, but it's a very competitive time of year for people with a variety of options. And we've improved our road closure signage and our road closure times to try and accommodate that. But ultimately, I think what we really tried to do is make sure that the event's the best time we possibly can, so that people can come along, just have a really good time, and know that Ramsey's a great destination for this weekend.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I, William King.
In the Superbike class this afternoon, Davy Todd recorded the fastest lap of TT 2024 so far, with a speed of 133.942 miles per hour.
Yeah, over the moon with that. We just changed a bike back. I said the other day, I was so surprised with the 31.9 that we did in that last session, because we actually went the wrong way with the setup. So I said to the boys, we'll go back to the setup that we had before, and I knew straight away we could go a lot better.
Peter Hickman and Michael Dunlop recorded the second and third fastest speeds this afternoon respectively. Dean Harrison was fourth, and the next fastest lap of the day was Michael Dunlop's Superstock lap. He set a speed of 132.135 miles per hour. Ryan and Callum Crowe recorded the fastest sidecar lap of TT 2024 so far, with a speed of 119.191 miles per hour. Here's Callum Crowe.
Other than that, it was a bit flighty on the rear in some places, but it was a good lap.
Also in the sidecars, an unofficial record was set, thanks to Todd Ellis and Emmanuel Clement. Their lap speed of 112.991 miles per hour made Clement the fastest female sidecar competitor in TT history. But that record, currently held by Estelle LeBlond, won't fall unless Clement can do it again in a race. 14-time sidecar champion Ben Burchell and his passenger Kevin Rousseau didn't record any lap times this afternoon. They had an incident at Mountain Box, but both are okay.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
That inbound delay from Belfast International is due in at 4:30, won't be in until 6:50 tonight. Next inbound, the 5:30 EasyJet from Liverpool is delayed till 6 o'clock. Then 6:30 EasyJet from Manchester, 7:10 EasyJet from Liverpool, 7:25 Loganair from Edinburgh, 7:40 EasyJet from Gatwick, 7:55 returning patient transfer from Liverpool Loganair, 10:09 Loganair from London City. They're all showing on time. And outbound, 6 o'clock Loganair to Liverpool. The 6 o'clock EasyJet to Liverpool is delayed for half an hour, out at 6:30. Then 7 o'clock EasyJet to Manchester, 7:40 EasyJet to Liverpool, 7:55 Loganair to Edinburgh, 8:10 EasyJet return to Gatwick. In the roads, section of Switzerland Road in Douglas is closed for construction work till November. Hillside Avenue through to Circular Road in Douglas closed for adjacent office window replacement. Still got those phase closures on Ballochkill Ferret Road in Colby for water main work, and also phase closures on the Starvey Road for water main work.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre, with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
Homestay Isle of Man's urging visitors to make sure their accommodation is registered. It's after a number of incidents of people being left without somewhere to stay after being scammed. Managing Director of Homestay Isle of Man is John Keggan.
It is actually a legal requirement under the Tourism Act 1975 for all properties that accept visitors staying in them, visitor accommodation, that they all must be registered and inspected and compliant. With registered homestay accommodation, we've not come across anything as yet, but we do have a lot of steps that we take with our homestay hosts before we register a property. So we'll go and visit every single property and we'll go and talk to the hosts about expectations of visitors, and we make sure properties are all compliant and legal. And so we're finding that that level of protection has up until now been very successful. Where we're seeing issues is people contacting us, they're staying at a property and it's not what I was expecting, or they are being scammed. We're looking into the details and then finding the property hasn't been registered, it's not been inspected, and then that leaves the visitor with very few options. We're certainly helping some individuals at the moment try to find registered homestay accommodation. Really, it is then down to the individual to try and sort it out with the host. And yeah, if we can help, we will help. I think the best thing to do is to find out whether the accommodation is registered tourism accommodation, so whether it's year-round registered with Visit Isle of Man, or it's homestay accommodation, in which case it is inspected, and you'll find that on our homestay website. The property will have a registration number, and you can be assured that we've checked that the property is legal and compliant. Anyone posting on any of the Facebook groups should really be quoting their homestay number, and it is a legal responsibility for those.
8 minutes before six on Manx Radio. Just a quick word, do remember that all the roads are going to close at 6 o'clock tonight. Superbike and Superstock qualifying at 6:30, Supersport, Super Twin qualifying at 7:20, and Sidecar qualifying at 8:10. A backbench MHK's criticised Legco for vetoing an extension of question time during the latest Timball setting. Arbury Castle, Town and Maloos, Tim Glover thinks it's not right the upper house vote against allowing Keys members from continuing to put questions to the Council of Ministers. The story with Christian Jones.
Timwald sittings allocate 2.5 hours for backbenchers to ask home in questions. If they don't complete the question paper in that period, an extension can be requested, which MHKs and MLCs have to vote on. In the most recent sitting, 10 Keys members voted to continue, but the Legislative Council voted with a majority against, meaning they blocked the remaining questions from being asked in the court. Mr. Glover wasn't best pleased, though.
There were only 4 questions to go on the question order paper, and MHKs obviously had that opportunity then to get questions in. It was a very light order paper as well. It was done by 5:30 that day, don't forget. So actually not to allow 4 questions, I think, is pretty small-minded.
It should be noted that members of LegCo are well within their right to use their vote as they see fit, and suggestions they voted as a collective have been quickly dismissed, as explained by MLC Tanya August Hanson.
Legislative Council, it is very, very easy to poke the finger at LegCo, but I would counter that in saying that it really wasn't to protect any particular minister. I mean, I've since found out that none of the ministers were whipped under collective responsibility for any of those 3 motions or the questions. We weren't particularly following any particular, no line on it. But also that all 3 of those motions were thoroughly, in my opinion anyway, quite pointless.
MLC Bill Henderson has also defended his decision to vote against 2.
Well, I made a personal judgment, Christian, in as much that we'd had 2.5 hours of questions already, and I was trying to prioritise Tynwald time in my own mind as to what's more important for the public.
News of the boats. Manxman left Heysham at 3:05. She'll be into Douglas just gone 6:30 tonight, departing at 8:00, getting to Heysham just before midnight. The overnight departure from Heysham's 2:15 back to Douglas at 6 tomorrow morning. The Fastcraft left Douglas at 4:00 into Liverpool at about 7:15, leaving Liverpool at 9:15 back to Douglas at 11:30. And tomorrow morning's departures, Manannan's actually leaving Belfast tomorrow morning at 5:15 back to Douglas at 8:00 in the morning. Now, the weather, the most important background feature of TT. It looks like we could have some unsettled weather for race week. Keep your fingers crossed. Kirsty Pendlebury is from the Ronaldsway Met Office.
It is looking now like we are likely to start
start to see maybe some cloudier conditions and some outbreaks of rain, possibly for Monday and for Tuesday as well. And once the rain's cleared out of the way later on Tuesday, we end up in sort of a more sort of unsettled, showery northwesterly flow for Wednesday. So in terms of confidence, we're still not very high at the moment. We're just keeping an eye on that, and we're hoping the high pressure wins out. But at the moment, the charts are kind of implying that maybe the low pressure might. So certainly a lot to play for still, I think, for next week. But when all of them are slightly pointing in different directions or don't quite have exactly the same detail, it obviously makes it a lot more difficult for us to have any confidence and belief that that's what's going to happen. And especially, you know, the first thing we've got to look at is has the computer models got the information right for what we've got right now? If it has, it makes it a bit easier to maybe believe what it will be like in 12 hours or 24 hours or 3 days' time. But when the detail's sometimes not quite right at the start, it obviously adds another element of uncertainty for us. So, it's proven to be quite a challenging week for the team. Hopefully, so far, that you think that we've done reasonably well. We did have a few issues with showers over the last couple of days, but mainly for the far south of the island, actually. And I think, well, we were really lucky we got away with it a couple of nights ago, because the south of the island definitely got wet, but I think the rest of the circuit managed to stay dry. So, really small scale changes as well can make a massive difference across such a small island.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, Chris Pearson's here with 3 hours of greatest hits. Sweet and Swing with Howie Keynes at 9. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the racing. Enjoy the sunshine. And please stay safe. That's it. Update returns at 5:30 on Monday.
WINT